The difference between making a piece for Kunstradio and making an installation for Tonspur is unbelievably big. It's like you have two continents with a gigantic ocean between them. The continents are connected under the ocean by dirt and stone, but there's 2,000 miles of water separating them. It's a really big difference, and let me try to explain what the difference is. As I said before, a radio piece and an installation are affected by the context, not only for the listener, but for the person who makes them, for me. I come to the studio at ORF, and I have a beautiful chance to work with the Tonmeister here, with the technical equipment, to make all kinds of experiments, putting my voice on the computers and storing it and mixing it together. But the end of this experimentation is an exact piece of sound that will start at zero and end at, in my case, 31 minutes. 31 minutes of exact composition. Every time you play it, it's the same. Every piece of sound and text and word is put exactly in the place that I wanted it to be. As a composer, I'm kind of a control freak. I like to know everything about what's happening. I like to really, really make every moment of transition a perfect transition. And by perfect, I mean that it is full with surprise, that it's also inevitable, that it must be that after you are surprised, you say, oh, wow, it couldn't be any other way. That's how it had to be. Takes a lot of control to make that happen. So my work in the radio is full of decisions, a million decisions all the time. Yes, 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 no, yes, no. Okay, that, put that together with this. Yeah, okay, good, no, stop, change it. Ah, I have it. That's the answer. Let's go. In the end, I create like a theater piece. It has a shape. It has a form. It needs to exist for this exact 31 minutes. It has created itself. I created it, and it's necessary. Now, when you do a sound installation, which has an endless replay, 10 hours a day for 90 days, and every hour it is different because it has random elements inside it, which means that every time it replays from zero, the position of the elements changes. The same music is not after the same music. The same text is not next to the same sound. It readjusts itself. It creates a new mixture. It's like a landscape. Sound installation of this kind is like a landscape in a desert. Imagine a desert like Arizona in the U.S. with incredible crazy mountains which are square and these purple sand things in the distance, and a gigantic sky with incredible number of clouds moving around all the time. And every time a cloud goes across the sun, it changes the color of the landscape. And the clouds are moving at different speeds, and no one has control over this. And the landscape is changing all the time. But it is the landscape. It is stone, it is dirt, it is grass, it is air, it is light. It's always these things. But it looks always new. And that's what's happening with my installation here. The elements are there. They're the same elements, pretty much the same elements I have in the radio piece. But the landscape and the light and the clouds are changing radically every hour. And this was, for me, a shock. It was a gigantic shock. And it's a real big difference between the two styles of working.